is W4WOZ. Just want to let them know they call it a net on the Anderson machine that could sure use some check-ins. So if you feel like it, go give them a check-in, W4WOZ.
On KA3JCA.
Look, hang on. 146-790. 146-790, over.
Thank you very much, KA3JCA.
W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, brings along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter, Michelle, Ashley, KA4ACL. They're all in Simpsonville. Then we have K3DOV, upstate ARC. Thank you, Richard, for bringing your wife and your daughter and the upstate ARC to the net tonight. Next, we have KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest. Fred brings along his wife, Isla, in for IEI. Next, we have K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KO4ZEW, Mel in Prosperity. Excuse me, that was Ben in Simpsonville. Cut off the line there for a second. We have K4OSH, Pat in Malden, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KG4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and lastly we have N4QNV, Brian in Greer. That was a long list of early check-ins. Next, I'd just like to go ahead and check in and recognize my wife, KM4HTP, that is sitting in the family room reading. With that, that is all the early check-ins. So now we will go to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, I'll hang around. I think N4MMW is having transmission issues.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Demeter Net, recognizing KN4RJN, John there in Brown Summit. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And I do have you down for RAC 2 at the end of the net. N4MMW, you're hitting the repeater through Echolink. It starts up, I hear a little bit, and then it shuts off, and then nothing. So I don't know what is going on. If you would like to send a text message through Echolink, I would be happy to check you in through that text message. So that's another option you have. But we will try one more time for Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that Echolink station decided to drop off, having technical difficulties with his Echolink, so appreciate him at least attempting to try to check in tonight. So with that, that's it for the Echolink stations, so we will go ahead and begin with the RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha 3 Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Just in and out, Mark. Thanks for calling the Met tonight.
MJB. Mark, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Kilo Seneca, negative and negative. MJB. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KB K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens. Negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing our net manager, W4DJW, Dave, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Next we have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, and K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JB. Wendy in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing your wife and daughter along with you. Next, we have our Wednesday night net manager, and net controller, KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and Gary brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, as well. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary, and have a great evening and say hello to Joy for us. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, Kevin, you're bound in, begin there. Be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4UBG, Kevin in Fountain Inn. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin, and have a great evening there in Fountain Inn. Any other check-ins, let's call again. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and that one station on Echolink came back. So we'll move over and try to get that other station in on the log. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control, this is November 4. Mike Whiskey, Jimmy, down here at Myrtle Beach State Park. I finally figured out how to do all the buttons, so I think I'm in. Thank you very much.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter. Got you in there, Jimmy. Thanks for checking in there, Myrtle Beach. N4MMW, appreciate it, making that extra effort to get through tonight. So you have a great evening down there, Myrtle Beach, and enjoy the beach. We have another Echolink station that just came up. Again, Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control. This W2MJB net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that Echolink station is only monitoring. I'll probably check in on RF during his group. So we will go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling in.
2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Cantler, and tell Wendy hello, and we will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick. Patrick is in and out tonight. Next, we have KC4EZN, Harry, there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry, and I will let Wendy know that you say hello to her. And appreciate you checking in tonight, Harry. Next, the Echolink station did go ahead and text through, so we'll recognize KO4NUE, Chad, there in Campobello, and Chad is also checking in his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chad. Have a great evening, and appreciate your conversation yesterday. This is W2MJB, and looks like that's it for the Echolink stations, but we still have a second call for Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Echo through Hotel, so we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
WMJB. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
And wind your well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mark, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and Wendy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
C6IW Alpha Charlie 6 India Whiskey, Jeff in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. I will stick around at the end. Thanks for running the net.
MJB. Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would please. 73.
Control.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring. Over.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to recognize KK4JFO, James, they're in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We have W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And I have Jeff in Greenville. Jeff, I got AC6, but I didn't get, really couldn't understand the last suffix of your call. Can you please recheck with the last part of your call, the suffix?
AC6IW, India Whiskey, Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey.
That is AC6IW, Jeff in Greenville. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Jeff. And I do have you down for a little bit of rag chew or comments there after the net is over with. So appreciate you sticking around. Next, I have KK4JBQ, Larry there in Greer. Larry brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Donna along with you. Say hello to Donna for the net. And lastly, we have WD8RON, Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed. And enjoy the cooler temperatures there in the mountains of North Carolina. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for India through Lima, so we'll take a break here for the RF and go and pick up the Echolink station that just popped up. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Maybe Stephen's having a hard time with his Echolink tonight, so Stephen, if you can get through by Echolink, please do so, and I'd be more than happy to get you checked in on the log tonight. Until then, we'll go ahead and move to the next group of check-ins. Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, if you will check in KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mark. Check in on Echolink. I had to fix the setting, but I'm back on air now, Mark. If you will check me in, Mark. No traffic, no queue, and do tell Miss Wendy hello for me. KA4, PQA.
Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo, KT4, CHR, it's Mike and Anderson. Thank you.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize our friend Walt, K4OIM, there in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt, and hearing you on the radio tonight. It sounds good. We have KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. KA4PQA, Stephen, there in Greenwood, checking in on Echolink. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. Glad you were able to get that setting on your phone straightened out. And I will let Wendy know that you say hello to her. I'm sure she says hello back. Next, we have a new check-in in my log. I got KQ4CHR, Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo. That, and I think I got Hank is the name, and Anderson. KQ4CHR, can you recheck with your name just to make sure that I've got that correct?
4CHR, this is Mike. I'm in Anderson. Mike, M-I-K-E. Thank you. And 73 is everybody, and I'll be negative, negative.
For rechecking, sorry I got your name wrong, but there was quite a bit of static on your transmission, first time and this time, but I was able to get your name. That is KQ4CHR, Mike in Anderson. Appreciate you checking in. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock, if you weren't aware. If you were, appreciate you checking in tonight so I could get you into my log for the first time. Always nice to have new check-ins, ones that aren't in the log already. With that, any other check-ins, Mike Triple Pop, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight. 73.
Tonight.
W2MJB, net control. Control for Blue Ridge Jim Internet, recognizing KO4WWZ, Chandler there in Easley. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Chandler. And I've got you down for a couple comments here at the end of the net. And I appreciate you taking the time and checking in with me tonight. And stick around for the rag shoot portion. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter nap. That looks nothing heard on that last call for uniform through Zulu, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu, Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet. I'm in Traveler's Rest. I will be negative and negative.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KJ4ZWA, Fleet in Traveler's Rest. Did I get that correct, Fleet in Traveler's Rest? Because I think I was on autopilot, and your original location was like Cookeville, Tennessee or something. If you can recheck, make sure I got your location correct, I would appreciate it.
Traveler's Rest.
Thank you for that confirmation for me. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge to meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net. For all those wishing to do so, you may security stations. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with the periodic stop for check-ins between RAG 2s. KN4RJN, John, there in Brown Summit. What's on your mind tonight with the stars?
This is KN4RJN. Well, the moon will be moon will be chasing Jupiter throughout the night. If you get out after the net and take a look, and you got clear skies, I don't have here, but the moon's coming close to full, and it'll be chasing Jupiter all night. Jupiter will be up and to the right of the moon, less than a outstretched arm's palm's width away from it. So be sure and catch that. And if you go on further up and right, the next brightest thing you'll see is Saturn. So those two are up. Tomorrow night, the moon will be chasing after Mars. Wednesday night, it'll be chasing after Uranus, which is kind of hard to see since it's way out there, but if you got a good scope, you can spot that. And then on Friday, the moon will be chasing after Mars overnight. So you can seems if you got clear skies as far as sunspots are concerned. The 3-day forecast for geomagnetic storm activity for the next 3 days is, well, before I had told you about a G scale on the geomagnetic storm activity that NASA uses and NOAA uses it too, G1 being minor and G5 being, oh my God. But there's also a KP scale that NOAA uses for research purposes. And on the KP scale, it goes from 1 to 9. And in order to get up to a G1 minor storm, it has to be at least a KP5. And for the next 3 days, it's not expected to be above a 3. So there's not much to worry about there. For the solar radiation activity, it's on a similar scale, S1 through S5, S1 being minor. And for the next 3 days, S1 or greater is about 5% chance, so that's not going to happen. And then radio blackout, which is what everybody is concerned about for the next 3 days, and it's on a similar scale, R1 through R5, R1 being minor disruptions in HF in the higher latitudes, and R5 meaning your garage door opener won't even work. for the next 3 days, there's about a 20% chance of an R1 or an R2 for the next 3 days. Anything R3 or greater is about a 1% chance. So solar activity for the next 3 days looks pretty calm. As for any, let me go back here and a little trill there that tells me I was talking too long. Sorry about that. So as far as any other things going on in the stars, in the sky tonight, the planets Jupiter and Saturn are visible this evening, and for the next month or so you should be able to catch those. And if it'll ever stop raining, I might actually break a scope out and go look at some stuff myself. This is KN4RZN. Back to you, sir.
KNW2MJB, that sounds pretty interesting. I think we're supposed to have semi-cloudy skies here. It kind of started to break through a little bit. The sun did this afternoon, later in the evening, but it's been raining since Saturday, pretty much. I think we've had just about an inch and a half of rain down here in South Carolina, so according to my rain gauge. So hopefully we will have a few days of clear skies, so that since the evening is starting a little earlier, we might be able to get out there and take a look at the moon chasing Jupiter, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and Mars this week. So that'll be interesting to see through the scope and give us a chance to exercise our abilities with that scope we got from you. So that'll be fun.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I've started paying closer attention to the weather now that it's getting cooler and skies are generally clearer in the wintertime, but there's about an 80% chance up here anyway of rain most of the day with thunderstorms. But on Tuesday, a front comes through, and hopefully it'll clear out some of this stuff and clear up the skies so we can actually see some stuff. But that's about all I've got, so say hello to Wendy for me, and I will back on out of here. Y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
W2MJB, I appreciate the information on the astronomical events, and I will let Wendy know you said hello, and appreciate the react to you, John, and you have a great evening there in North Carolina. Hopefully you don't get rained out too much the next couple days. With that, it looks like, well, there was an Echolink station that came up and disappeared, so we will go ahead and check and see if there's any other stations that have come on. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard for Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead to the next individual with RAG 2, AC6IW. Andy, you have a couple comments. Time is yours.
Jeff, it's AC6IW, Jeff. Correct?
AC6IW, Jeff. Sorry, I dropped down a line and put Andy down there, KI4LZI, so apologize for that, Jeff. I'm going to have to learn to put some lines on my glasses so that I can read across my screen more clearly. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yep, I was just wondering two things. I've got like about 12 issues of QST, and I didn't know if anyone would like it for free. I was thinking of that younger guy that I sometimes hear on here called Alexander or something like that. I was going to give it to him or anyone else that wants it. I've got a year's worth. I'll probably renew here shortly, but I'm trying to just clear out some of the stuff. That's one thing, and then I was wondering what the process is for the Wednesday night swap, because I usually can't get on the air until after the net, and I have a radio that I'm trying to sell, what I'm using right now, and FT991A, I want to try to sell it and get the new FT710 that's got an SDR receiver in it, but didn't know what the process is with doing that for Wednesday. If I could give that to someone else before the net, and just have them give out my name and number or what. AC6IW.
If you want, I'll take the QST magazine. Just want to give them out. KO4WWZ. I'll give it back to you, Mike.
Jeff, you should be able to. Do you need Chandler's contact information?
Yes, that'd be good.
Jeff, your contact information that he can get a hold of you to organize a handoff.
That if you go on Gmail, my email is my call sign, Kilo Oscar Fuller Whiskey Whiskey Zulu at gmail.com. You can email me there and we can set up the time. Let me know if you need me to repeat that for you.
KO4WWC at gmail.com. My email is kind of my name, Jeff with a J, Jeff@Pirtle.com. Apa Uniform Romeo Tango Lima Echo.com. I'll shoot you an email here in a little bit. I'm in Greenville, kind of close to 385 and Roper Mountain Road. I'm near the Sims Library that's on Telm Road. Like, I can see it out my window.
I'll look forward to that email, and I'll get with you then. Thank you, sir.
KO4WWZ, back to Net Control. AC69WW2MJB, Jeff. As far as getting information to the Net Controller, I think I had his email one time. That's Gary, KI4. DOS. Let's see if he's on. KI4DOS, are you still listening? Doesn't sound like KI4DOS is still listening, Jeff. So, if you want to hang on a minute, I will bring up my email and see if I can find Gary's email address. Hang on just a minute. AC6IW, Jeff, KW2MJB, are you ready to record an email? Gary's email is Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra at Bell South Bravo Echo Lima Lima Sierra Oscar Uniform Tango Hotel .net.
I got it written down. And what, I've never listened to the swap man on Wednesday, but how does it basically work?
When he's calling the net, I mean, he calls the formal portion of the net, and then he'll, before doing the rag chew, he'll do the swap net, and he'll generally ask for new additions, anybody wanting to add anything to the swap net book. Before he starts listing out those things that people have already submitted. So what I did is because I had a fairly large list at one time from a silent key, I just sent him an email with the list of items that I had on there. That way I didn't take up the whole time trying to give it verbally over the net. So I suggest sending it to him through email if you're not able to participate in the net on Wednesday evenings.
Thanks for your help.
Welcome in. Jeff, sorry, I almost called you Andy again. Jeff, good luck with that, and hopefully you're able to offload that radio gear so you can get what you want. Anything else, Jeff?
I appreciate you running the net, and I guess I'm going to cut out of here myself, too. So thanks for all your help. AC6IW.
Jeff, thanks for the comments and the questions. I'm glad I was able to help you. We'll switch over now and call for any other check-ins that may have come in or stations that may have turned on. Echolink, or excuse me, not Echolink, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB. I'm JB, net control. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and go to KO4 WWZ. Chandler, what's on your mind tonight?
KO4 WWZ, W2NJB. Not much, Mark. Just haven't got to hear you check in the net in a while. Wanted to see how you're doing. And wanted to tell you about this pick'em up truck I got.
Chandler, we're doing great here in Simpsonville. Got a lot of rain. Just working around the house and going to work every day. That's about what my life exists of right now. What's up with that new pickup truck you got?
So it's not exactly new. It's a 1980 Ford F-150. And I'm wanting to see if there's anybody out there on the net that knows anything about rebuilding the engines in these trucks. I believe it has the 351 big block or small block V8. I'm not completely sure on that. But if anyone knows anything about doing that, or if anyone has any parts or anything from a 1980 F-150 that they don't mind giving me, I would really appreciate it. I don't know if you know anything, Mark, but you might. Just want to see if anyone out there knew anything about how to get these things back to life.
Chandler, W2MJB, KO4WWZ. Yeah, I think the last time I did anything with an engine was when I was in high school. So, and I didn't do a very good job at that. So I wouldn't be able to really volunteer my help to you, but I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully there's somebody there on the net that has experience rebuilding engines and would be able to provide you with some assistance if possible. Do we have any fills on the net of individuals that would be able to volunteer and help Chandler with a rebuild on a truck? 2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Chandler, it doesn't sound like there's... Of course, it is kind of late in the evening. Maybe a lot of people have gone to bed, but right now it doesn't look like there's any fills on your question or request right now. So... do you have a mechanic in mind or anything to help you fix that truck?
No, sir. I know the first thing we're going to start with is rebuilding the steering column. So that's our first step, and we're probably going to work our way on up from there. The main goal is to try and do as much as we can ourselves to make it a little cheaper on us. And then if there's anything we cannot do, we'll have to, of course, send it to somebody. But I bought this truck with the expectation that I'm going to have to put some money into it. But I'm riding around in a little tiny Chrysler Sebring right now, and I don't really like small cars. I'm more of a country guy that likes old trucks. The old trucks, that's where it's at, because those things will do you good for a lifetime if you just treat them right. So I appreciate you volunteering and asking if there's anybody out there. I hate that no one could answer, but maybe I can keep trying and maybe somebody will give me some good information. I don't want to keep you tied up too long, and there's other people that want to talk. I'll go ahead and give it back to you, North KO4 WWZ, back to W2NJB for net control.
W2MJB, yeah, good luck with that truck there, Chandler. That's almost as old as I am. It's 1980, that means it's, 42 years old now, so hopefully it'll do some good. Service your needs for a long time to come when you get the work done on it. So wish you the best of luck, Chandler, and as you start working on it, come come back and give us a progress report on what you've been able to accomplish as you make those improvements. So this is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins or comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
The EW Ben, as in Benjamin, down in Simpsonville. How you doing, Chad? If you're 100% sure you've got a 351 Ford Windsor in there, how is the engine actually performing? Because instead of a rebuild, you might just want to do a crate replacement. I heard you earlier mention the steering column, but how is the performance of the engine?
This is what we know so far, KO4WWC. It will crank and it will run. When he was looking at buying the truck, which cost about $2,000 to purchase the thing altogether, he took it for a little bitty test drive all the way down Nazareth Church Road in Spartanburg to the Dollar General. My stepdad drove it there, and he let me drive it back to the location that we was buying it at. He seems to think, since it's an older truck and it's not computerized, it's carburetor fuel injected, he thinks that we could get it going. And I believe him, because these older trucks are good trucks and they're easy to fix if you know what you're doing. For me, this is a learning experience, so it's sort of like I get to learn how to work on it, and then once I can bring it back to life, I get the reward of getting to drive that this baby around all the time. I can't really tell you anything else about the engine. The reason we're replacing the steering column is we tried to get in it and back it into the carport, so if it rained, we could still work on it, but it, I had a difficult time starting it, and then the gear shift wouldn't work. So that's what we know so far. Also, we do know that there is a lot of rust in the floorboards.
Okay. I sent you an email. I think I sent it to the wrong email address. I did KO4WWC@gmail.com. Did I type something wrong?
It's my call sign at Gmail. You got it right. Now check out. I'll look for that email a little later. Let me get back to Ben and Mark.
Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Charlie? Question mark. This is 8260W.
Negative. It's Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Zulu at gmail.com. KO4WWZ Worldwide Zebra at gmail.com. USL?
That's what I missed. That's why the email got kicked back. So I'll send it to you with the right email. Thanks. AC6IW.
Well, go ahead, then. Well, not whoever wants to go first.
For the EW, I don't want to take a lot of the repeater time, the group time, especially right to you, but more than likely, if you're looking at 1980, if it's not leaking fluids, you might be able to piecemeal it around, but if you have any fluid leaks, stuff like that, you'd probably be best off just doing a new crate Windsor 351 on it. As for the transmission, I don't know if it's automatic or manual. That's a totally different, ball game. But you're in for a new adventure with it, so look at it that way. I tell people I used to raise cars, but now I raise two little girls. So, maybe we communicate offline about it. And if you're talking about steering problem on one of those, probably not power steering. It's probably a knuckle or something like that. So, Yeah, maybe if anybody else has any ideas, awesome. If not, we can communicate offline. But yeah, you're in for a project and an adventure, and that's the way you gotta look at it.
Roger that. Thank you, Ben. Sorry, Michael didn't mean to take up the time. KO4WWC, back to W2NJD for net control.
KO4WWZ, well, good luck on your engine and your truck. And like I said, come back and give us a progress report as you make progress on it. So good luck and have a great evening, Chandler, and best of luck on your adventure. This is W2MJB Net Control. Any others, comments or check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge, 2-meter net, nothing hurt on comments or check-ins, so we will go ahead and close the net for tonight. KN4HTP will be running the net tomorrow night, so please come along and check in with her. She does a great job, and including that, she's extremely friendly. So, of course, she's my wife, so I have bragging rights. But anyway, come along and check in with her tomorrow night. I'll break here for a minute and fill out the form, and you should hear it submitted electronically here in a moment. W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for you, all of you coming and checking in with me tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.
WZEW-KO4WWC. WZEW-KO4WWC. I can hear KO4WWC.